I was at the Grape Escape last weekend with my dog, and I was enjoying a cup of coffee, a very nice white chocolate and raspberry muffin, and I was reading a book by Michelle Acourt called How We Met, and it's a collection of stories about how people met their partners. And I was reading, I'm a terrible swot, so I was reading it really closely and taking notes. But somebody, a woman, came by and started talking to my dog. Dogs never talk, but they start a lot of conversations. And so inevitably she got round to talking to me. And because I was reading the book, How We Met, I suddenly thought, oh, I can ask her where she met her partner. So I said, are you married? And she said, no. And then she said, what did you say? And I said, are you married? And she said, oh, I thought you said, am I Māori? I said, no. I wanted to know how you met your partner. And she looked a little bit, on the left foot a little bit, like maybe our relationship wasn't strong enough to to cope with this kind of inquiry. And I said, look, the reason I'm asking is, and I held up the book, which has got a lovely picture of Michelle grinning on the cover. And I said, I'm reading this book because I'm going to be interviewing Michelle Acourt for the Readers and Writers Festival. So it's all about how people met. And I just thought, I'd ask you. And she didn't answer the question, actually. But what she said was, oh, Michelle, we know her uncle Trevor. He lives in Motueka. Tell Michelle that we love her uncle Trevor. He's so funny. I think it must run in the family. So, of course, I did tell Michelle when I finally did meet her for the interview. And there's a little bit of a coda to that, in that when I got to chapter 18 of the book, the story starting to sound a little bit familiar. And sure enough, it turned out that one of them is actually a very, very good friend of mine. And the other two I met when I was at university, gasp, more than 45 years ago, and who I haven't seen or heard from for about 40 years. So through this book, a collection of stories, I'd kind of even remembered them. And also it reconnected me to my friend who I go and stay with in Auckland. But the whole beauty of the whole thing was that the stories, both in the book and the exchange with that woman, had made visible the invisible links that there often are between people that you don't realise. And I think that's really, really lovely. Even if you don't actually know the people, you're being woven into a web that is the other people, and it's the telling of stories to each other and making those links that creates that web that holds the whole thing together. So that's that. Am I meant to introduce somebody now?
No.
No, Joe's doing that.